Welcome to the Fox Den, where the laughs are sound. We got Snowflake on the ink and she's racing the crowd. Denzel's here, nah, not that one, you know. Just another wise guy still in the show. Bugs will be the dude, yeah, he's quick with the joke. And Charlie's got that hook, don't mess, he'll poke. It's in the Fox Den where friends and laughs unite. We're kicking back, raising hell every single night. In the Fox Den, laughs deeper than the steeple. And now you're stuck thinking, who are these people?
You guys, we have hearts now.
Why do we have hearts?
Because we love each other.
Who are these people?
So I'm hearing upstairs. I'm like, what the fuck? So I open up the back cellar doors, you know, like those kind of doors that open
up.
I open them up like that just in time to see my dresser get heaved off the back steps.
Oh.
She was like,
why?
Your size.
Tossed it.
She was, my sister's a fucking witch. I was just telling you a minute ago.
Kitty?
You have no understanding.
I heard about her,
and the joke that I do is if Freddy Krueger had nightmares, my sister's what's coming to get him.
Oh, wow.
Or he's getting them with her.
She would scare the shit out of Freddy Krueger. Mm-hmm. She is fucking mean.
How long has it been in your pocket?
A while. It's been in my bag a while.
Inspiration?
Smile and get a problem.
This is not even a cough drop anymore.
So, yeah, now you understand why.
Fucking,
it works better.
I want to meet
her.
I don't
know. That's just one.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I haven't been around. I don't have any kids.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Yeah. That's more like a pet. That's like an old dog that just lives too long.
Dog. I'm scared to eat this. I think it's going to give me coughs. I'll take it away. But I did.
Good luck.
Just give it back to him. Don't act like you're going to eat it.
It's my pet.
Oh.
Are we starting already?
I don't know.
It's a typical fashion. We've already begun.
Come on with him, man.
I'll eat it.
We're just always talking 24/7.
It's only because it was out in the heat. That's why
it's been
like
in your pocket. You washed it.
I literally just pulled it out of my bag.
I kind of got a piss.
Well,
don't
piss.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know you.
All that's left.
We already went over this. You could go wherever you want.
I can go. Oh, wait. I'm mic'd up. Shit, really? I forgot about that.
Wireless. All right.
Yeah, this shit
really
is.
No.
Yeah. You microscoped this.
You're not following me in here with the camera. And there's no
bro,
fucking
this thing's
way.
Crawling on this thing, man.
Show your penis.
What's it there?
It's mine.
Everyone enjoy, because at this current moment we are recording, the sound is
changing. Oh, it's going to be loud.
What sounds do you think he makes while he pees?
I think he groans. I know it takes him a while.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. Because, yeah, it has to get to the tip, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What if I just started whacking it right now? That would be on the podcast.
You all did your homework.
Hold on, I have to take this call.
Den says he always has questions on deck.
Yeah.
Oh. Like he could just come up with
it's questions. Like, it's like Nancy's though. Oh, would you rather do this?
I would race. Hold on.
You're doing a podcast, sir.
Listen.
Rude.
Need me an order from.
Look at the thing. Black the butt is well good, Carla.
So why are you like
you
even.
You can hear him? Jesus Christ. It's crawling.
Okay, so like, why are you even pretending like you're gonna eat it?
No, I just said no.
Oh.
I just have it in my hand. I was thinking about throwing it, but I was gonna put it in there. Oh. He's part of the podcast.
Put it back in the wrapper.
I ripped it up.
What is the most charming thing you've ever said? That you were just like, oh.
Yeah, I don't think you say that. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, well, all right. Maybe, wait.
I don't know.
Let's think of the moment.
Bye.
When did you try to be the most romantic? What is the most romantic?
See if it matches my answer.
Yeah.
You have one?
No, it's like
I'll think
wedge.
Of one right now.
Oh, look, I said something romantic?
Wow.
Oh.
I'm dense.
Hey, I'm not tired.
Are you still afraid of that thing?
I'm eating this.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm eating this. It's COVID.
Tell COVID. The cough drop to answer the question.
Yeah.
Have I said anything romantic to Rachel Baby Washington?
No.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he really hasn't. So maybe the proposal.
What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. I fucking
he said nothing.
I do look like I'm in a witness protection program.
Did you stutter?
I did a whole lot of things.
Okay.
I'm sure I said some romantic stuff. I don't know.
Do you see it when you pee?
Me?
Yeah.
Only when I'm in jail.
Good answer.
Yeah. All right. Well,
anyways,
very third episode of.
You need to put me on the spot.
Well, you're on the spot. You're on a podcast.
No, I'm not.
Just literally what the podcast
is. You're in the middle.
We want to know who you people are. You literally. Guys haven't shared very much.
We're mysterious.
Well, I can tell you, Dan's is the kind of guy that wastes your quaff drop.
Yeah?
Womp
womp. Is this true,
Dan? Chad's the kind of guy who buys shitty cough drops.
I mean, yeah.
He keeps
it in his Why pocket. Isn't it the red one?
That's for 2 years.
I like the lemon one.
He washed and dried this shit twice.
It's 10 Elena's. Years old.
Like it for good luck.
He wrapped it back up himself.
Bullshot the hard R. That's all right. Everybody missed it.
That's all right. I have mental illness.
Illness.
I can say that word.
It's true, they were trying to get him in my class in high school.
That's true, they did ask me if I wanted to be in his hard R class.
Special. His hard R class.
They did. They're like, you want to be in his class? I should have gone in there. They let those guys get away with everything.
And they were like, you know what, we need to pick special class for Ed here. And that's how special Ed came to be.
They could swear, they could throw stuff around. All Maybe. They would do is stick him in the back closet.
No, because Ed is education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what they said. Because they were like, who is this Ed? And they were like, Ed? Education?
Mm-hmm. See, it works out.
Those teachers were great. I should have definitely. I hung out there because all my friends were in that class.
I was like one like grade from that class.
But you know what? I was screwing myself. I was in all high average classes because I would fail all year long by skipping school. And then.
Don't bluff that.
Right.
I would skip school and then I would go to summer school for a couple weeks.
I stayed at summer
get
school.
Straight A's. The work was like fucking elementary school work.
Yeah, give you like a packet.
Yeah, it was so easy. And I would get A's and then they would count as I got an A the year before.
Oh, wow.
So they would put me in high average classes.
That's just amazing.
None of my friends.
High average classes. At least I didn't talk too much. Mm. So that's why I got kicked out. I could do the work, but.
I actually argued my way into a dumber math class once.
You argued your way there?
I went back and got my teacher from the year before. I was like, I failed. The only reason I'm in here is because I went to summer school. And he's like, yeah, he did fail. And then they put me back into a regular math class.
Oh, wow.
Instead of like some advanced math class. I was like, I'm not doing this crap.
I got put in lower classes in my only semester in college because my SATs that I took, the first one I got into a car accident on the way there because I was so late and I was speeding and I cut off a truck. And the second time, I was really drunk.
Had to get there.
I stayed up really late the night before.
You're talking SATs? Not,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, SATs.
Does your mom know these stories?
Yeah.
She does now.
Right.
Like maybe not about the drunk one, but they had to come get me.
I just wrote my name.
Car accident one, so.
I took the SATs, ACTs, NCTs, all the Ts.
I didn't take any of them.
I failed all of them badly.
Poor Dan.
Yeah, I wrote my name though. I got an extra point because my name is Denzel Washington. So.
You're like, oh my God, he's famous. Yeah. Give him 1,200.
Give him 1,200. Minus 1,200.
Denzel is dumb like that. He spelled out Denzel is pretty and all the both.
Yeah, he spelled it wrong. I bet you he says it wrong too. Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. Hated school.
If you had to pick up black actor. After, who would you rather?
Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. I feel like he gets
that would be
by
great if you were as a comedian introduced as Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Like,
I used
had
to say
the
that.
L too. Mm-hmm. He'd sue the shit out of you.
Oh my God, would he? He'd probably show up to the shop.
How You're lucky he? Denzel don't show up and sue you now.
No.
That's his name.
He will though.
Someday he's going to.
Once we blow it, we have to change your name.
No.
It can't be me.
No. Because he says Denzel. I'm Denzel. Fuck him, Denzel. It sounds just like he's special ed classes. Mm. Denzel, because no.
Yeah, like you have to
just gotta use your middle initial, like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Denzel A. Washington. Imagine his
What's
A.
What's the A stand for? Don't say it. Albert.
Albert.
All right, what's Bones' guess?
Austin.
What's Denzel's middle name?
A? It's really A?
Yeah. Denzel A.
Denzel. Washington, what would they name him?
Aardvark.
What wouldn't they name Aardvark. Him? That's what's going to help you.
Never mind.
Adam. Alvison.
And?
I would say some kind of Al, but or Arthur maybe?
No, go back to the Al.
Al? Alfred?
Alistair.
Denzel Alfred, Washington.
Denzel Al Sharpton.
Denzel Al Sharpton.
Alfonso.
Denzel Sharpton.
Alfonso? That doesn't sound like Denzel
Alfonso.
Alfonso Washington.
Do you think in another lifetime you could have been like a gospel preacher?
No.
No?
Nope.
He could have.
Another lifetime?
I would have gone to his church.
I was the same. I was a black Samurai.
Maybe that's the way you do comedy. You go up there like with almost just a couple ideas and just run with it.
You just run with it.
That's you'd be like, there ain't no wine for you people today. I drank it all.
I drank it.
But the sermon was good, wasn't it?
Do you think there's like a complete opposite of you? Like somebody who was born with the same genetic anomalies but like went the complete different arc. They're like a priest somewhere.
No, we saw a normal Chad at a concert once.
A normal Chad?
Yeah. Looked just like me.
I was white.
He had fingers.
Wow.
It's creepy.
Well, then that's not a normal Chad.
I was white.
Well, I guess wouldn't it be a normal Chad?
No.
It was.
Quote unquote.
Well, I'm a normal Chad, but he's abnormal
Chad. Are you a normal Chad?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a hybrid.
Are you the prototypical?
You're the original, so he's...
I could be the
How do you know you're the original?
Terminator Chad! I was just thinking that in my head.
He's like a Chad with add-ons.
Chad-ons.
I almost said that at the same time as you. That would have been great. Okay, did anybody think of would you rather questions?
Let's see, hold on.
So, I guess, all right, I'll ask you guys because you're all straight. If.
Whoa.
No, listen. This is how I'm wording it. This is how I'm wording it because it could be. It could be, you know, it's your partner and a parent.
Oh.
Okay. So your wife or your girlfriend switches bodies with her mom. You have to have sex with one of them to switch them back.
So
your girlfriend or your wife has
that's good.
Your mom's mind.
That's rough.
And the your mom has your girl's mind.
I'm doing you.
But it's like, well,
just don't make no noise. Shut up.
Shh. Turn the light.
Oh, my body with my mom's mind.
I think my girlfriend's mom hates me. So.
But you also
favorite.
You also should see like the relationship that Den's and my mom have.
Right?
Like, that honestly is probably the correct answer.
Yeah.
It sounds fucked up, but like.
Yeah, I'll do it.
What if? What if the hypothetical girlfriend or wife's mom is dead?
You gotta dig
then
her up.
Then I guess you
have to. You gotta dig her up, bro.
You gotta
go get her.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would literally be okay, you either go dig a grave and.
Well, either you
and
commit
have sex
a
with
major
a corpse,
felony or.
Or.
You're going.
Or you have sex
way.
With your girl like this.
No.
She don't look like that.
Or you just go get
Depends
it.
When her mom died.
Or you just go get the dad.
The dad?
Oh, yeah. Maybe
if
you
they
would
was have... married, hey. They're married, they're buying together.
Maybe you would
you
have
get
to
the dad.
No,
mess around with
part.
The one that's alive.
Part? They're dead.
It might be the dad, I
you
guess.
Get him.
He's going to be like, I don't care what I look like. You're not doing that to me.
You're not throwing out to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm doing it to you either way.
Either way, it's going down. Hey, where are your clothes at, sir? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's all I would say.
That's too all big. Right, she's your
well, you didn't answer your...
I'll answer. I'll be the last one to answer.
Oh,
it's my question.
Tell us about your strange Oedipus question.
We're going to be
Oedipal question. Like, would you rather fuck your mom with your partner's... Well, I actually don't know what your marital status is.
He has a girlfriend.
Like I have a girlfriend, but her mother hates
Does
me.
Does anyone
so.
Like
well,
you?
It's not about her.
That's not
her
the
body
point.
And your girlfriend's mind.
It would
so
have
you
to,
need
it would
to
have,
your girlfriend's that needs to play a factor then. Like,
it would have to be that way because I couldn't do anything with her mother's mind. There's no way.
Not even like hate fucking
them? No. No. It's not gonna happen.
So okay.
as soon as I understood that question, I was like, oof.
Well,
I'm
right,
fucked.
You really like
really
it's just
fucked.
At first it's a question, you're like, oh whatever. But then
so
you
for
really
you, it's reversed,
think about
it's
it.
Den's and his father.
And his father.
I was gonna lie and say I'm single. Just to get
yeah,
out
I don't
of
know.
That.
I think I would have to like do what Tyler said and I would have to just do Den's mind. In his father's body, and we would just have to like maybe like make a joke out of it or something,
would,
or like
I would drive it like a rental. I would just
yeah.
Totally what the hell?
What did
happened?
You do to my body?
Why does my ass hurt? Am I laughing
about
it? Yeah, it would have to be.
Because I sat down and I fired
God, I hope I'm not like,
that'll be see, that's man. Where that shit always goes. That would you rather shit?
I know, but it's just
where would it go?
For the sake of conversation, it's never going
to
happen.
It goes disturbing.
It's supposed yes. to be.
Already disturbed the shit out of me the first
it's supposed
one.
To
that
be.
Means it's a good question.
No.
That's why that one's my favorite. No.
He's the most disturbing. He's just trying to hold back. It's okay.
I know. Don't be scared. No. Don't be scared. No.
Denzel, could you tell us where you went?
I went
since I'm in the witness protection program. Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what I did.
Where?
I had to go to the bathroom.
And I heard him laughing.
I heard him laughing too. I was wondering what happened.
I decided to sit down and pee, and I fired it.
I thought I was like, oh shit!
Is that gonna
happen? Did you realize that we got it off?
Yeah, that's why I laughed.
So there's gonna be somewhere in the middle of the conversation.
I said, ooh.
He's in your mix, so all of a sudden you're just gonna be.
I said,
you know what's gonna be funny? I went in there before and when I started to pee, I was like, should I just start jacking off now? I said that.
Oh my god!
He's gonna know later, but nobody out here.
Should I just start jacking off now?
This is like the minimal amount of editing. Like, just put this out there. Unless you tell me don't put something in here, then it's going out as is.
I just did it as a joke for you to find later.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
I forget exactly what I said, but it was.
Well, it's just going to interrupt the conversation.
You're definitely going to hear me pee if this thing is any kind of. Like, if it will pick me up.
It'll pick it up.
Then, yeah,
I feel
you're
like you're
going
to have to do whoever you're with.
You're probably going to hear the toilet.
Body.
Yo, he's dead.
Your parent doesn't want to give up being young again.
Well, right, they'll hold out on you.
Yeah, what if they won't do it and you're stuck?
Yeah, and then you're stuck old. Or like, you
know. Yeah, we didn't really set the parameters. Why are you forced to have sex with
right.
Cut like, to change them back. Oh.
But what if you're
I did say that.
Your mom is like, no, I'm fucking you. Like, this is what we're doing. You're not doing that to her. Because you still feel like you in your mom's body.
What if you don't want your girlfriend back?
What if you like?
Yeah. What if you don't want her back?
What if you just walk away from that?
Or you just take the mom immediately. You just take
that
the mom.
That would be messed up.
Yes!
Yeah, but as soon as you fuck her, they're switching.
Exactly.
But or with mom. But or then again, you start doing moves that you never did on her on the mom, and it's just like.
All right, so if you secretly wanted to hump the mom, yeah. Go bang the mom as your other, and then they switch back, and you're like, no, I'm going to stay with her because she cooks for the baby.
Baby?
She makes me cookies.
But wouldn't it still be the same because they have the mind that they're going to still feel like themselves?
That's what matters when you get old, when you make me cookies and snacks.
I said that today, too. Can she make cookies? Because our nurse, our doctor, she makes like 500 grand a year. I said, hey, I'll call my wife right now. Listen, I'm taking one for the team, baby. We're gonna come up on this. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna come up on this.
I would wait for you.
Yeah, she has a high ass butt, but it's all right though. It's cool. I'm at old though.
She got an ass back.
Then yeah, it's on her back.
I'm like, then I won't have to wait yeah. long to have you back. Nope. And you can inherit nope. all of her money.
Nope, because you know, all I gotta do is go over there when she needs me, and she probably just wants to talk. Yeah, probably just wants to talk. 500 grand a year, what? Come on.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. What's the story with your other mom here that was here at the show?
Like, oh, what you mean?
Your white mom.
What's the story?
What I said.
She's like your mom? So like she was no. like your mom in some way?
No.
Like, he just lived with
I lived
her.
With her.
Okay, okay.
And I knew her since okay. I was, you know, a kid. Like, yeah.
What did you think right. the story was? What did you
I
want
know.
The
I didn't
story
want to be disrespectful or anything if she was like a real mom
true.
To him.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Even though I know she's not his real
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, not my real mom.
But if she was like a you know a real mom to you like that, then I wouldn't say nothing.
Because he heard that and he was like, what you talking about, Willis?
Right, what you talking about your mom? I was like, yeah, she, I just call her that. I don't know. My
she
white
just
mom.
Interrupted the show and been like, how's she your mom?
Facts. How is she your mom?
We're just gonna
so,
have
like,
questions.
You lived
answers.
With her?
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, ask
that's
her,
not your real mom.
Nope.
And you lived with that lady.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about it.
All right. That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
I've thought
at
about it.
At least thought about it. All right.
I've okay. thought about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What? I knew where he was going with this. I was like, I've thought about it. Yes. I don't
I was like,
see
I know
it.
If that I wasn't my mom, but then that might be weird.
Yeah.
That's probably why you didn't.
It's his best friend's mom.
Best friend's mom. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, so. Yeah, well, yeah.
My best friend's mom.
I didn't do that
you
either.
You can't put your best friend's mom in place of your mom when you're having sex.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Nope.
But you know what I'm going to tell you now? You should have did it. You know why? Listen to me. Years later, I didn't do it neither. One of my friends when I was younger.
Okay.
His mom hit on me.
Do what?
She hit on me. When I was slipped through like 15, the beef. My friend's mother used to hit on me and then.
Oh, good. Okay. I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, my friend's mother wanted to make a huggy wuggy with me.
He just popped through the window real quick and now he's ran away.
He probably like heard beef. Something that ruined his life.
Yo, he gonna come home today.
What's beef? So what slipped her the beef?
Beef but you slip.
I said to myself, I'm not gonna do it back then. But then now that I'm this age, I say to myself, I should've did it.
You should've.
I'm not gonna say anything.
He knows who exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I should've
did it. Make fun of her though, because that's racist now.
Yeah.
It's racist?
Yeah, because she's racist. German.
She's German and Chad used to make, like, when he wanted to piss off this kid, this guy actually punched him.
Who punched who?
My friend punched him. He's a big dude, and he punched him. He's the only dude I ever knew that got mad at Chad and actually hit him.
His mom.
How? He hit a guy with no hands.
I wonder what it feels like to punch Chad. I
would feel so bad.
Because he was imitating his mother in a German accent.
You couldn't stop and cry.
We'd be out in the field next to his house smoking pot, all just sitting in the car all stoned, and his mother would come sneak up like she was a fucking commando on the car.
It's in her blood.
You'd be in the car all laughing, and all of a sudden you hear outside the door, "What are you doing in there? You're smoking the pot."
She had a voice like that?
Yeah, she sounded exactly. She's from Germany.
I would have got punched too then.
Yeah.
Because I would have did it.
His father went over there in World War II and met her and brought her back here.
Oh, she
That's where he met her.
Brought her back from the. Okay. She was in Call of Duty.
But then his father
Scheiße.
Went and he had a secretary when he was starting his side business, some 18-year-old he worked with at his other job.
Huh?
That was his secretary. I told everybody, that's your father's girlfriend. They're like, no, you're just mad because your parents are getting divorced. I was like, okay. He married her.
I said, okay.
I knew what was going on because the mother was seeing some other guy and she was friends with my mother, so I'd hear him talk about it on the phone.
Oh, wow. Facts.
Yeah. But then this guy was like really old. He had money and he was really old, so he wasn't giving her the.
Oh.
And she wasn't that old yet, so she used to hit on me when I was young.
Yeah. Your father is fucking his secretary, so I'm going to hump the neighbor boy. She's a big dong.
She said to me one day, she goes, I could go for a guy like you.
That's
I
what
was
she
like,
said?
Did she just fucking say that to me? Yeah, like
what
right.
What if God, you were a boy? A boy like you.
Right. He said, let's rephrase like that. You were
basically,
a boy.
Basically,
that was
yeah.
Acceptable
I could go for a child like
I think she was just trying to beat out her husband. Her husband had an 18-year-old, so she was trying to go younger just to show him up.
Oh, nice.
I was like, I can't do that because it was my best friend's mother at the time. She but if I knew then what I know now.
She wouldn't have said anything.
She might have. I wouldn't even care now. If I knew then what I know now, that's what I'm telling you. You should have did it. Did I consider it? Fuck yeah, I did.
It's not funny how you said I already did.
Charges back then, though.
I'm trying to remember 15-year-old me. I never had any thoughts of having sex with any of my friends' mothers.
I always liked older women.
So weird.
I never liked women or girls my age. I always liked their moms.
I was way younger than that.
Do we all know one of our earliest horny thoughts? Like, where you're like, oh shit,
Like about a specific person.
Yeah, well, you're like, oh, I feel a thing about this. I don't know what this means, but all of a sudden my body seems to be having an alchemical response.
Yeah, when I was watching the show and your mother came and stood right in front of me.
Oh, shit.
And that's why I was like, how much is this really his mother? I was like, Dick, shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
How much
up.
Is this really his mother?
Me and my Dick were having a conversation. You know the conversation.
She
You've been there.
Guys.
We've all been there.
No, but like, what's the earliest?
She likes black guys.
In the earliest, yes.
Shit, when I was a little kid.
I remember.
Marcia Brady.
Oh, I had crushes on my teacher when I was in fifth grade.
You don't know your earliest.
This is going to be bad.
It's fine.
I had an early thought. I got suspended from kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten?
I remember like
you
it was yesterday.
Oh. Kindergarten.
We was having art. We were cutting up papers. And I don't know her name, but she was sitting across from me. And she had a skirt on. And I wanted to see if she had what I had. So I threw my papers in front of her.
Subtle.
Yeah. And I, cause, but
classic.
But I knew they were going to be like, everybody pick up your papers. I knew where mine were. And I went down there and I touched her. Yep, I did, kindergarten.
Okay, so yep. Kindergarten Denzel Washington, yep. Not five current Denzel Washington with kindergarten.
Nope.
Did she have the same
I was 5 years old, okay? 6 years old, maybe five.
use context when you clip this.
Right,
like,
right.
Mama, I saw a chia pet and I was trying to.
Yep.
And I went under there. She had a kitty in there.
My mom was like, why did you touch her? I just wanted to see if she had what I had.
You know,
I wanted to see.
I wanted to find out too. You know how I did it? I bribed a girl. I paid a girl money to take her pants off. I
mean, oh my God.
I was a child too, but I was like 5 and she was.
Take your pants off.
Maybe a little year.
How much money did you offer her?
I gave her a dollar.
I gave her $1.
$1.
Well, that's fair.
We just had this girl.
She was
in our
like 5. As long as I showed her mine as well. So we just did the whole thing, you know. But I felt so dirty. Yeah. Like, I did prostitute this poor girl.
Yes, you did.
You sure
I was like,
did.
Show me her.
Give me half of this peanut butter sandwich if you
rest. Show me like, the goods.
Though, I genuinely thought, like, in my religious upbringing, like, I had just had sex. So I was living with the guilt of, like, I had sex. I am 5 years old, and my mom is gonna kill me. I can't know how I'm gonna tell her.
You basically did have sex.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell her. That's the only time I paid for sex.
I paid for it.
Paid
as
for
a
sex.
Kid.
5 years old. $1.
Only time.
It was 52 Where quarters. Is it? It looks like it's been chopped off.
Mm-mm.
And you have a wound there.
You I have definitely a... was like, huh.
You need a Band-Aid.
I'll need more data on this before I fully understand it, but it is different than mine.
Why do you have lips down there?
We had the girl in our neighborhood who was just like, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. That was it. If you showed her yours, she'd show you.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the girl.
She showed everybody. She showed all the boys in the neighborhood.
So everyone knew where to find it.
I think the first time was hide and go get it. That was like the first time, though.
What were you hiding and going to get?
Yeah. Yeah, hide and go get it. That's what it was. It was like an even amount of boys and girls. And then the boys go look for the girls, and then, yeah.
And played a game like that in my garage, total darkness.
Yo.
You had to feel around, it was like hide and go seek, you had to feel
go
around.
Get it.
Sooner or later, you felt somebody, and if you knew it was a certain girl, you knew.
Yeah.
You played with this one girl that had giant boobs, and it was just like,
wait.
You just reach out and grab her titty, and be like, oops, I know who that is.
Have you ever done the 7 minutes of heaven?
No, I have like, not.
Anything along minutes. Those lines where you go in a closet for 7 minutes with a person and you come
no.
out.
No.
7 minutes of heaven. Oh,
that was like my dream. Phone.
I've done like 3 minutes,
do that.
But it wasn't supposed to be.
It's been the bottle. No, that's
just only lasted that one.
Wait. Okay. I'm trying to imagine kidding. A scenario now. Like, we all have to do 7 minutes in the closet.
7 minutes
at
in the closet.
At this age. At...
Right?
7 minutes in the closet. That's a long time.
We're all going to go in a closet for 7 minutes now.
That's a long time.
How big is this closet?
Well, it's not got, big.
Yeah, yeah. Can I fit a chair?
Yep.
Oh, maybe.
How about
yeah.
if we trade
I guess
moms.
We would have to make it work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
could
do.
Sure. We can have the open closet for you, like the one that
has if we trade moms?
Well, yeah, it would have to be an adult version. The closet would have to be larger.
You can have mine.
Yeah.
I can have
you. And him. He's the only one that's going to get mad. No.
What would I get?
That's his girlfriend.
Where's who? My backpack? Oh. Where's my backpack?
Your backpack's on the chair in there, dude. It didn't move.
Whose child is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Whose
just
kids are
randomly,
these?
Randomly 5-year-old just comes over.
I think we should make another podcast with all your kids, babies and all, and just call it Whose Kids Are These?
Whose kids are these?
And then everybody who's listening has to figure out whose kids they are by how we're acting towards them.
Did I grab
them.
Your daughter like, I think this is my daughter.
I have an idea. They've already had a show with Bill Cosby hosted it, Kids Say the Darndest Things. They were just interviewing, you know, kids say the
yes.
funniest shit. Well, what I want to do, they also say that nobody tells the truth except for comedians, drunk people, and children.
And children.
So yeah. I want to get children drunk.
What?
Oh, my God.
And
oh
let them
Lord.
Talk. Not like shit-faced.
They're already drunk, though.
Hear him out.
Not shit-faced, just a good buzz.
Just like a couple
just so,
sips.
Just so they talk.
Buzz.
Come on, when we were kids, well, maybe not you guys.
Oh, my God.
Drunk as a toddler.
My father used to let me sip his beer when I was a kid. All of us.
A kid
that
like
was the
what?
70s.
That was normal.
That was 70s. The 70s. You just sip your father's beer, take a drag off the cigarette.
Rub alcohol.
Take a drag off the cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, it sucked. That was his way of teaching me that it smelled, so.
Mm. Well, go in the closet and smoke.
I know mine, and I wish.
All
I
right, cool.
All right.
I would love to drink a beer with my father.
Dad, I've been smoking marijuana too. Here, go smoke this ounce and don't come out
the
of the closet.
The problem is my father drank too many beers and banged my babysitter.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Yeah. Legit.
Oh yeah, if I could tell you that story.
That really happened.
That really
happened.
The best was he was cheating on my mother. He never came home one night. And we only had the one family car, so we didn't go to church the next morning. The only way we could go was the family next door gave us a ride.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot, the spot we just happened to pull into, the car right across from it is our car.
Mm-hmm.
a lady getting into it. She went to the mass before that. She couldn't get out because my father blocked her in, so she just took his car to church the next morning. He was home sleeping in her bed. Wow. My mother fucking gave her an earful right in the parking lot.
That was an earful.
She just got out of church and had some lady yell at her whose husband is home in her bed. She's in his car. She can't lie about it. She's driving his car.
Yeah.
Whose car is this?
More than that Bible, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my dad.
Palms.
Then, he dried up when I was 12, and now he's a born-again Christian.
Me? No.
Okay.
So,
born-again
Christian. Which means he's about as much fun to hang out with as a born-again Christian.
The babysitter has sex with the older man.
Palm 69.
Right? It's like
oh yeah, like the person who hires them. Yeah, no, but I didn't do that either. Because I was gonna say I was the babysitter. I didn't ever have one.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever had sex with the babysitter?
No, never.
What if I came out now on the show? I was like,
Palms, baby. Yo.
I feel like there's already enough incriminating things that we say that like we probably shouldn't.
I think about this. I've had.
We'll make it like a game show. Ask all questions first.
It'll make the news, though, and make the podcast popular.
Had sex with the babysitter.
One of us has to take a fall and do a couple years.
Which person?
Him.
And everybody's like, I
be treated the best
in prison.
The baby.
And then at the end, we reveal it was Dan's.
What?
Well, I didn't.
It was the baby.
You think the babysitter wanted to fuck me? She barely wanted to sit there. She was like, go
Why did they even
back.
Need her? Just put you in a corner. You're not going
put
anywhere.
Put me in the tub and walk
just take away.
Let nature
life.
Take
yeah,
its course.
Just, like, it's fine.
I'm here's in the tub.
Ball. We named him Baby Glub Glub because, you know, we were hoping. There he goes.
Oh, my
we
God.
We even bought a pool and the son
glub
of a bitch
Glub's
floats.
An adorable name.
Glub, right. I'm going to tell you that
I
now.
I had a goldfish named Glub Glub.
You did?
It also didn't have legs.
That'd be a good skit if your father's teaching you how to swim and just threw you in the pool and you drowned.
They bought a pool and I didn't know how to swim. I think my dad
it was like,
we buy a pool and boy drowns, we can't be blamed.
It was like the pig with no back legs.
Don't go in the deep end.
Pea bacon, huh?
And it was a stupid little octagon pool and like you walked out in the little end and then all of a sudden there was a slope to the deep end.
Just do a slippery
just
slip.
Like, ha, ha,
he lived right on the corner.
Are you allowed in an inflatable pool?
You could see in his backyard.
I don't like him.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, I have to take limbs off. I would rest if I went in a pool.
I would rest.
Like, do they give you a life jacket? Or are they like, no, he probably
I don't go on boats.
He falls in the water anyway.
Can you float?
Yeah, I can float.
Are you
going
to float?
Charlie doesn't go on anything, from what I understand.
I can swim.
Boats, planes.
I swim underwater, though. I don't like swimming on the surface.
You swim under the water or you sink?
Because he sinks.
No, I do. I don't sink. I'm fat. I float, man. Fat people float.
Because it's off.
All the blubber's keeping you afloat.
Oh. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Chad and his
Charlie.
Yeah, you're slowly dying. You're slowly dying eating that thing.
Brains.
It's going to give me fucking coughs.
Brains.
There's really nothing wrong with this.
Yes, it is. Look at
and
it.
And there's no black stuff on
yes,
it.
There is.
It doesn't
I can
have
show
mold.
You. I can show you.
It wasn't in my freaking
no
pocket, man.
I can show you.
It was up his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, those little teeny tiny speckles right there.
There's our poop particles.
That's what it
was.
That's
up his
pocket
ass.
Lint.
And they're moving.
Up his ass.
They're not moving.
They're moving.
He has ass mites.
They're tiny little crabs.
They have an address.
They look like me.
They come from
one
his ass.
Artificial crab claw.
Yeah.
When they grow bigger, they look like him. That's what he started as.
The son was standing in front of me, and I was reaching at the back of his head. And
who?
Dens is like, your son.
Oh, yeah.
Dens is like, careful, he's going to claw you.
He's going to claw you.
He's like, huh?
Elias loves you, though.
I know. I used to hate kids, and then people forced me to like them.
Yep.
No, then cool people brought their cool kids around you.
No, it was really Lila's kids that broke me.
Oh, aww. Yeah, they do that.
No, I was ready to lash out.
Set you back a little bit.
I was ready to lash out.
I didn't know there was two of them first off.
Yeah,
and the
everybody
one
says
I saw
that they are very identical.
Was like, hey, mister, cool robot leg. And I was like, you're lucky I know your mother. I was like, yeah, thanks, kid. And I walked back to my station, and they just kept coming up to me. But they were coming one at a time.
Oh, so you thought it was the same kid coming
like,
multiple
times? Can I get an autograph? I was like, all right, this is a first for me. And I signed an autograph, and then he ran off, And then he ran back and he was like, can I have an autograph? And I was like, I just signed one for you. I was like, all right, I guess you want another one for eBay. Well, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came running up and he's like, I drew your picture. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then he ran off and ran right back. And he's like, I drew your picture. And I was like, oh, that's
so they're trying to outdo each other.
I was like, no shit. And then I heard something. I turned around. They were both there. And I was like, there's two of you?
Mm-hmm. You sound the same.
And it was them, because they're always, you know, they're my biggest fans. So I was like,
they really right. are.
They love me.
Hey, with my leg, that's funny.
When did you start liking kids? Because like, I
stood on. Yeah! When did I start liking kids?
When you heard the words, I'm pregnant.
Well, I'm joking.
You
don't like kids.
Yeah. No, you liked kids before. No. Not that you like love
Wait, who's better with kids? You were dance.
Ooh, I
are we
really,
talking about our own kids or our other people's kids?
No, about I really, charming children.
I really love kids, but I would probably have to say Dens because he has more energy with them. Like, he's ready to, like, play with them and throw them around and play games with them. And, like, he, like, acts like a kid with them. And they
Do
like that.
Do you have any younger brothers?
I'm just nice to them.
See, that's why.
You sing to them and hold them.
Yep.
They didn't play nice.
And give them stickers. I usually carry bubbles around with me.
Are you the bubble fairy? Because I have bubbles in the house now. I have no idea.
I have bubbles on me all the time. Because kids love bubbles.
I was wondering why bubbles just keep appearing in my life.
I'd be like, can we go to the park was right down the road, but I couldn't go there myself. I'd be like, can we go to the park? And he'd be like, I ain't a little bitch. You can't go to the park with me. I'm going out to chase pussy.
Oh.
Because he was 4 years older.
Chase pussy.
Oh, who's that?
I wanted to go out and chase pussy at the park. Come on,
this
man.
This pussy at the park.
It's young. Definitely is. You can play with it. I don't know. I just want to swing, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like other kids, yeah, I get along with them.
Yeah, older brothers are assholes.
Yes, they are. And sisters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just started getting along with my sister, my oldest one.
Your sister older or younger?
Mine?
Yeah.
We like when people take a guess. No, we don't get offended. We just like, we're only 2 years apart, so.
Older.
Who's older?
Your sister.
Everybody says that.
I'm dead.
It's wrong.
Younger?
Yep.
Did you beat her up when you were a kid?
No, she would beat me up.
I was saying.
Yeah, have you met my sister? She's freaking savage beast. And now she like lifts weights all the time.
I like, tell her
I went into her room one night and she was sleeping. I would always mess with her, but I knew like what was coming, but I just love pranking mm-hmm. people. So I went to her room one night and she was sleeping and you could see like, you know how people like, you could see like their eyes moving like while they're sleeping. And I was getting really close to her and I was like, hey, I'm coming after you. You better hurry up. You better run. I'm coming. I'm getting closer. And you could see her, like, her eyes were moving faster. She was breathing faster. And I was like, I wonder if she can actually hear me. I didn't think it was going to work. And I was like, all right, I'm coming. And I was like, if you can hear me, open your eyes. This bitch opened her eyes and punched me in the face to the point where I literally fell backwards on the ground. Straight out of her sleep, just punched me right in the face.
I mean,
and I was laughing. I couldn't be mad. I definitely deserve that. Yeah.
Look at that face.
Yeah.
Well, can we just say what a sinister thing to do? Like that part of your psyche, like, ooh, how can I most fuck with this person's subconscious? They're dreaming. Let me just torment them.
You're directing.
I don't know. I just wait for a good opportunity. I don't plan stuff like that.
Whispering things into my child's subconscious while she's sleeping.
Oh well, me and Dens whispered to our son because he grinds his teeth at night. I might have told you this. Well, he grinds his teeth at night, so he's like obviously stressing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Dens, if he's doing it really bad, we'll start whispering things to him while he's sleeping that he likes. So we'll be like, Cheez-Its, water slides,
must be having Sonic. The best dreams.
Yeah, like, he's and, like, then, oh. and it works. He stops grinding his teeth like almost immediately. Yep, we just start saying.
So you had to put three pleasant thoughts into his brain to make him less anxious and stuff.
I used to grind my limbs.
What would you say to him in his sleep?
Grind my limbs.
Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, close your eyes. How do you feel? Sour Patch Kids. Two other things that he loves.
An audience laughing at you.
Oh, no, he's going to get more
anxiety. And cheering for you. I said Sour Patch Kids.
One more thing, just fill him with bliss.
And, wet vagina.
Oh, you motherfucker.
No. If you were still with your tongue and your eyes closed, I would have got you.
You would have died.
Yes, well, we know three things that he likes: Sour Patch Kids, attention, and vagina.
He doesn't like
attention and vagina.
Pocket. Is that your Tinder profile? Like, I like Sour Patch Kids. Attention and vagina.
Mm-hmm. Just likes pocket cough drops.
Yes. It's been in there since. All right.
Let's try this smell like cigarettes.
What would you whisper into Bone's subconscious in the way to give him fucked up dreams? Something that he really loves, or maybe something that you know he's terrified of.
I would lock him out.
No, just pretend you're sleeping next to him for whatever.
Why would slept in the same room.
You guys are having a sleepover, okay?
You're in your RV, you break down, you're sleeping in the same room.
We're not.
Imagination.
Whisper in his ears. What would you say to all this?
You should kill yourself. You should get a knife and cut your head off and then throw it out the window.
How can you
throw
it? Yeah. All right, one more.
I feel very cold.
How am I supposed to throw my own head out the window?
I don't know. Why don't you take that beard, stick it between your legs, and blow yourself? You can pull it out your ass and like a saw.
Are you actually beefing right now? Are you fighting?
I hate his guts.
Oh, that's so strange.
So what would you say?
I hope his dick falls off.
Is this what you're saying to him while he's sleeping?
Yes. I'm saying this right to his face while he's awake.
Me as well. Yeah. I can make it on a talk show. And my dick fell off. That would be.
My dick fell off.
What happened to you?
I hope
my
dick really off. Falls off.
I mean, the rest of you.
No,
he'll never fuck with me again.
I'm a leper. I can't
people
say
hear that,
that
shit. I'll be like, give me all your money or your dick's gonna fall off.
Some leper's gonna use his finger before it falls off. I'm offended.
Wait. Would you rather a vagina or a penis suddenly appear in your armpit? It's like now a part of
in your
body.
Armpit.
In your armpit.
Vagina,
yeah.
Easily.
A vagina, yeah. Penis sure. is gonna get in the way.
Penis
what
is gonna be
if
in the way.
Hard?
Can you lick your own armpit?
But you can.
But wouldn't it still tickle?
Which way
would
is
it
facing?
Smell like armpit?
How do you jerk off an armpit?
Wait, which way is it facing?
With your opposite arm. Like this.
Which way is
it? Everybody knows like that.
Could you do one more time?
Would the vagina smell like armpit?
Well, yeah, but then you also have a vagina, like, right here. Like, you know, that shit gets funky. And not that penises don't, but, you know, you gotta worry about hygiene once a month. Your armpit's bleeding.
I like my...
a fully functional, this thing is...
I like my stand-up joke better where you have a vagina and a dick and they're close enough together so you could go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I think everyone would be happier.
Wait, steal my thunder. I was just trying to do a funny would you rather. Oh, well, my joke's better.
Well, my joke's better. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Damn Bones.
Me and Kim
up with one.
My joke's better.
I remembered it.
I did it first. I have it on tape.
Are you
kidding?
Well, Janine said, would you rather wear a cock cage for a week or get paddled by the devil?
Every day.
Only a week?
I'm paddled by the devil.
I adjusted it to for the rest of your life. So you have a cock cage or you get spanked by the Satan...
I'm paddling.
Yeah, I would say you gotta do the cage for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
A week is nothing. Like,
well, what? An hour is too long.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's like, Rachel?
I don't, but I imagine it's not that bad for a week. Do you have vagina
cages? What? I guess they're
right. No. Like a chastity belt of sorts.
I'll be done for. As soon as my shit.
Wait, all right.
Done.
Okay, well, would it be like a cage preventing you from using it? Or would it be like one of those things that I saw at the torture museum where it's like the size of your soft wiener and it has spikes on the inside, so if you get hard...
Yeah, those are disturbing.
It's that one.
Let's just say that one. It's more interesting than that
one. Okay, then spanking from the dog.
I have a question.
I'm getting spanked.
I have a question.
Whoa, okay.
A woman didn't invent that. A man had to invent and build that cage with the spike shit in there. What guy said to himself, you know what the fucking world needs? A cage on your dick that has spikes, so if you get hard...
It pops your heart off.
Well, I bet they didn't have pedophiles.
So a man did that, like
you
said.
The people who are inventing torture devices.
Really
you should have went to this museum.
They did have pedophiles.
Some real sick.
This was just one section of
vanilla,
man.
Strange chastity belts.
I worked at one. I was 14 when I got... What?
You'll never put my dick in a cage, right? My dick will never be in a cage.
First question, you could veto it. What's the weirdest thing she's asked you to do where you're like, I'm not doing that?
Oh, God.
Like maybe a one-time thing. Like,
oh, it could be anything. I say so many weird things.
Yeah, like,
you asking me to wear
this? Yeah. Like, where she's like, I want you to wear this, I don't know.
Just or do something with me or go somewhere.
I want to do.
Have you ever worn a gimp suit?
Eyes wide shut with you.
No.
Have you ever worn a gimp suit and let her lock you in the lake of
You are a gimp sandwich.
No. No.
You could probably definitely get a job if you dressed in leather in a gimp suit and they pulled him out and showed
him. Do you have an answer for
that? Like, is there anything even like, I
want to
try this
gimp suit?
This is
a half a mile.
No, he never says no.
There's a fucking sex show somewhere missing a film, and there it is.
So what?
You know what?
You came out dressed in leather in a gimp suit with a big dildo on your hook hand. And you could stump people.
Yes.
It's always booty stuff.
At like some kind of orgy, you would be like the end boss.
Yeah. The end boss.
Who?
What? At a sex show, he comes out dressed up as the gimp.
Who?
He's got a big
Charlie.
Dildo on his left arm.
A big dildo on his... Yo.
And his leg stump. Bruh, he could just...
Brumba. Mario.
Let's go.
That's it. It's over. Brumba. He's the end boss.
All right.
I'm not making it to the end.
Somewhere there's a place where they'll pay him a lot of money to do that. I just don't know where it is.
Do we have any more final hypotheticals?
Hold on. If there's anybody that would pay me a lot of money to do that, get a hold of me.
Well, what is the lowest amount you'll take?
He's cheap.
Dress in a gimp suit and make my arm into a dildo?
And leg stump people in the ass.
Like your minimum.
What's your minimum?
An hour?
Whole hour.
Yeah, about an hour, yeah.
Minimum?
Yeah.
Do we pay by the hour or by check act?
10
grand?
5 to 10.
That's pretty fair price.
I'm ashamed I'd do it for free. I would.
Well, you know what?
I would do things like that for free for the experience.
He just needs the money. If he didn't need the money, he would do it for free.
Yeah, I want to do somebody like that for free.
Yeah.
If you had stumps, we could help you out.
I do have a stump.
Because I don't want people to think I can just be bought for anything. I just want to just do it for the, like, I'm doing this for fun.
You just want to, like, have a story to tell, like, one time
well,
I did
one
this.
Time.
I dildo stomped this
well,
man
to death.
Well,
that's why I want to tattoo somebody's butthole.
And yeah, put it out there.
Know.
Yeah.
You can have a
let
trouble
me know.
Or the
canvas.
Primo butthole tattooist in the
yeah, I just want to tattoo one butthole. I mean, maybe more if people are interested, but no. I just want to say that I did it.
Is there a quality and character of this butthole that you imagine in your mind? Like, what will it be like? What
I'll take what I can
like?
Get at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's bold just to throw out any butthole.
I've
I mean, I'm going to charge
some
you.
Gnarly buttholes out
I'm going to charge you. You're going to get charged.
Okay.
There's your fucking...
There is a butthole tattoo.
There it is right there. Right. He's got two of them. He'll let you tattoo at least one.
I'm trying to do that.
I told you
no, Charlie said he wouldn't. But you said you wouldn't let me...
I said I had dream. Scars in my butt you could tattoo as
oh, like a vampire thing. Can
vampire.
You I'm not done with this.
I did the flat ass soda.
I have like two sips left
why
in
don't
here.
You just eat it. People no, give you no. Gifts where I come
stop
from.
Eat it. No.
No. You know what? There's one less cough drop in my world. I'm gonna be out there in the cold coughing. And I'm gonna reach for a cough drop and they can
put it back in your pocket.
I'm gonna fart in his face while he's coughing.
Okay. No.
I put it back in my pocket next time I see you eat it.
Yes, I'm talking because I'm very good with this.
I pinch nipple.
Ooh.
With a hook.
Oh my God. I might like
I
it. I might
it.
Like it.
Oh. He gives a hell of a titty twister.
Oh, oh my God.
If I want to
do it. Is like, go ahead, do it.
There's people that'll pay him for it. I'm telling you right,
right
now.
Go ahead. Get him. His nipple's kind of down
wait,
at the
wait,
bottom,
let me
though.
See wait, wait, no, wait. Let me see.
The ultimate nerd.
Let me see.
He makes a better sex okay, toy than a comedian.
It's all I got. All
right. I don't believe you.
No, I swear. Okay. I would disconnect it if I could. That's okay. All I got.
He could be Charlie the human
right,
sex
get him.
Toy.
The only way it hurts is if
right right
oh, my God.
But no,
for,
this is
for those who are just listening to the podcast.
Just take it out. Just take it out.
No, I didn't get it.
Ow!
See, I can be a piercer. Hold on.
Anybody ask you, have you ever grabbed a man by the nipple with your hook before? You have to say yes now.
You have.
It's going to be on.
Was that the first time?
You've given a man a titty twister.
No. You know what I thought?
No.
I wanted you to twist it around.
In terms of having to answer, if they ever ask you, has a man with a hook ever given you a titty twister?
I'm gonna say yes.
You
it's
have
gonna
to say
be
yes.
When you apply for something.
You won't pass a lie detector
right.
Test.
That's a personal question.
Have
I can't
ever been
they
convicted
hooked you up to
of
a lie
felon.
Detector test.
Has the man with the hook hand ever pinched your left nipple?
No.
Just a tester question to see if you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
No.
The lie detector test
rolls up. Boo!
Damn it.
Is that the first nipple you've ever pinched with your hook hand?
It can't be.
I mean, I pinched my own.
As I said.
Nobody else?
No.
Wow, you and Dents are closer now.
Closer.
I'm surprised.
Friend.
You know, I wanted to tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
Every time
wait.
I'm flipping through Instagram or Facebook and it's like, your fourth friend has a secret crush on you. Your first friend, when you click share, wants to marry you. It's always fucking you.
Right. Is it me?
I have a couple quick questions.
Dents wants to marry me.
I have quick questions.
Yeah.
He's like, why am I your fourth friend?
Titty questions.
Yeah.
There's usually two titties.
Yeah.
You're always a right-handed titty guy. You know, you use the left hand. You're pretty much saying.
That's weird.
So do you have to go back and forth real quick?
No, I do like the left hit. Like,
or do you leave one hanging there?
Over, grab it.
Right? Would it be cool if you ever found a girl with one tit?
Do it again.
One titty.
How does it look?
Like when you're driving.
Maybe you should find a girl that's got one tit, and then he's only got like one hand, and then.
You're gonna get a lot of hate for that.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Legitimate questions.
Just show his face.
Somebody has to ask this stuff.
One titty.
People wonder.
Nobody has to ask, but you could.
You're gonna wonder. You've looked at Chad and gone, I wonder if a girl with one tit.
I mean, I wouldn't discriminate against her.
That would be ableist.
It would.
Wouldn't they match up? You're just matching people up.
But if she was missing a limb, she just had a tit.
I try to tell him I was writing a joke about dick size, and it's like, people always say, this is too big, is this big enough, you know? We figured it out with shoes years ago.
Years ago.
Why the fuck don't we like just an example, I have a bar like called Sixes. Every girl there that goes there has a 6-inch vagina, every guy has a 6-inch dick. Everybody matches up
perfectly. What is a 6-inch vagina?
You get measured. Everybody gets measured.
Measuring how, like,
are not fixed sizes.
Measuring how?
Wait a minute.
You go to Sears and you get out that shoe.
Oh my God.
Right.
Measuring, like, the length of the lips or the width of the hole?
What they would be comfortable with. What they like. Like Chad said, you could be like a 6 wide or a 6 regular.
Oh, that's a fun.
Or like the depth of the hole.
Yes. You want to match it up. You want it to, like a shoe that fits your foot.
Yeah.
The same thing.
The 19th hole. All right. Well then. Okay.
Yep.
This has been another productive episode of Who Are These People? We still don't know fully who these people are, but we continue
you
to
never
know
will.
Each other.
Well, we know this.
We do occasionally.
You cough drop.
From the pocket.
It's poison. He's trying to get rid of you.
No. If this were like Jerry Springer's like final word, would any of you have a final word you'd like to say to the audience? That's some kind of insight that you know to help guide them in their life paths, because we want to have this be a nourishing show for the mind as well. So
don't
any kind of
wisdom
you may have. Hmm?
Don't let your dick run your life. That's Mr. Rhythm's good advice.
Oh. I thought it was Mr. Rogers.
No, it was on a movie.
The only thing that comes to mind for me is Bob Barker. Get your pets spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Get your people spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Hey.
Stay black and drink Kool-Aid.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. These are really deep.
But not the Kool-Aid from Jonestown.
No. Definitely not.
Sage advice, Stu.
My advice? What advice?
And, all right.
I'm in the witness protection.
I'm in the witness protection.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hungry.
Don't forget your picture, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy.
Daddy.
Father, can you hear me?
All right,